Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found Nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. Thank God the Yankees woke up when they had to last night. Getting beat by the Reds again is just flat out embarrassing. It reminds me of when the Pirates beat the Dodgers in 4 straight games. In Los Angeles, at Chavez Ravine, and that just never happens. The Reds came in and beat the Yankees on Tuesday night, 4-3 in the Bronx. And then last night, DJ LeMahieu capped his 34th birthday by scoring the winning run on a wild pitch by Alexis Diaz in the 10th inning. And the Yankees somehow rallied from 4 down to beat the Reds 7-6 and halt a 3-game losing streak. They hadn't lost 4 in a row all season. Severino allowed 3 straight home runs in 5 pitches in the second inning as Cincy was up 4-0, and then he left the game with right shoulder tightness. He's going to have an MRI today. He said, "I woke up feeling not that great. I felt a little tight shoulder going to warm up and do all my stuff in the bullpen. It stayed the same in the game." Well, then why did you pitch, bro? I mean, your shoulder's tight. You're warming up. You don't feel good. None of it's right. Then why go? Who are you kidding? Especially with your injury history. I mean, have we not lost enough games with you with injuries to realize you got a problem, you need to shut it down for the day? Don't pitch. Cincinnati allowed 5 unearned runs, 4 after Jonathan India's error at second on Anthony Rizzo's potential inning-ending double play grounder in the third. The Reds went behind 5-4 and then went ahead 6-5 before Giancarlo Stanton homered to the short porch in right in the 8th inning off Gibault. So DJ LeMahieu started the 10th on second base. Judge struck out against Diaz. Rizzo was intentionally walked, and Stanton fell behind 0-2 in the count. Diaz threw a slider that went off the mitt of catcher Tyler Stevenson. Diaz pushed to grab the rosin bag, then threw a slider that bounced off Stevenson toward first base. LeMahieu scampered home ahead of the throw, and that was all she wrote. LeMahieu said, "It's a good birthday, but to play in the big leagues on my birthday, that's good enough. But a walk-off like this is pretty fun." It was New York's big league leading 11th walk-off win and 27th come-from-behind win. And like I said, it would have been their first 4-game losing skid of the season. Michael King, the 7th Yankees pitcher, got out of a 1st and 3rd no-out jam in the 10th when Matt Reynolds struck out and Kyle Farmer grounded into a 5-4-3 double play. That was clutch D. Aaron Boone said, "It wasn't perfect. This season's not going to be that way, so we're just glad we were able to kind of continue to grind and grind." Farmer belted a 431-foot shot to left off a Severino slider. Then Mike Moustakas hit a changeup out, and Stuart Fairchild a 92-mile-an-hour fastball he raked out of the park. So Boone and the trainer went to the mound. Severino finished the inning. He went to the mound to start the third and threw a pitch, a warm-up, and then he walked off and was replaced by rookie J.P. Sears. Severino was throwing 94 miles an hour with 18 fastballs, and that's down from his usual 96 mile an hour. Boone said he talked to Severino after the first inning, and he was leery of letting it fly, but he kept saying, "I feel really good." Then something was telling him to hold back a little bit. That was the biggest thing. He hasn't allowed three homers in a game since 2017 against Cleveland. It was the second time this season that it's happened to the Yankees, three straight homers. Gerrit Cole did it June 9th in Minnesota when he gave up three straight to Arias, Buxton, and Correa. So the Reds had their season-high five-game winning streak snapped with the loss. Joey Votto drove in a couple of runs. Gleyber De Torres hit an RBI single after India's error. And then Kiner Falefa capped a five-run third with a three-run double. Since he started, Mike Minor gave up five runs, one of them earned in four innings of work. The Yankees optioned Sears to AAA after the game. Aaron Hicks is feeling better after he bruised his right shin, fouling a pitch off his leg. On Tuesday night, Hicks underwent an MRI and a CT scan. Both were negative. He wants to return by the weekend series against Boston in the Bronx. And right-hander Domingo Germán, his right shoulder impingement, he's been out since spring, threw a bullpen session, looked great, and is scheduled to make a rehab start in Scranton and AAA. And then that might change depending on if they need him by Friday, but he's about ready to go for the Bombers. You got another one in the Bronx with Luis Castillo, the all-star right-hander, making his second career start in the Bronx, taking on all-star lefty Nestor Cortez. So basically it went like this. Votto grounded out to short and India scored in the first. It was one zip. Then Farmer in the second. Homer to left, 431 feet. It was 2-0. Moustakas hit one out to right, 390 feet. It was 3-0. Fairchild hit one out to left, 364 feet. It was four zip. Then Rizzo in the third grounds into the fielder's choice and Gallo scored. It was 4-1. Torres singled to left. LeMahieu scored. It was 4-2. Kiner Falefa doubled to deep center. Donaldson and Rizzo scored. So did Torres. It was 5-4 Yankees. But then in the fifth, Votto hit a ground rule double to left. India scored. It was 5-5. Stevenson hits a sack fly to center. Drury scored in the fifth, making it 6-5 Reds. In the eighth, Giancarlo Stanton, the shot to the porch, 345 feet in right, 6-6. That was clutch. And then LeMahieu scores on the Diaz wild pitch in the 10th. 7-6 Bombers. That's all she wrote, baby. How about your boy Ohtani last night out in Anaheim? The Japanese phenom won his sixth straight start. He struck out 12 in six innings. He's just a monster. He also hit a two-run triple in the Angels' 7-1 win over the Astros. Over his last six starts, Ohtani has allowed only three runs, two of them earned, and 20 hits in 39 and two-thirds innings with 58 strikeouts and 11 walks. He's 9-4 with a 2.38 ERA and 15 starts the season. And he's just mowing down hitters. It's the third time this season that Ohtani has had double-digit strikeouts and multiple RBIs in a game. The only other pitchers to do that are Kevin Millwood in 99 and Hal Newhouser with Detroit in 1946. And it was Ohtani's last start on the mound before next week's All-Star game at Dodger Stadium. The reigning AL MVP was selected to his second straight All-Star game as a hitter and as a pitcher. Houston manager Dusty Baker, who's managing the AL All-Star team, said he could start for the second straight year in the All-Star game. He said, quote, "I mean, as a starting pitcher, it is a special spot to start in an All-Star game. Ohtani said, I think it's something that I shoot for and I would like to do, but I'm sure there's other pitchers that have got better numbers than me at this point. I tried my best to match up with them tonight, and ultimately it's up to Dusty. Ohtani became the fifth pitcher to have at least 50 strikeouts and allow one or fewer earned runs over a five-game span since earned runs became official in 1913. The others to do it were Chris Sale in 2018, Kershaw in 2014-15, R.A. Dickey in 2012, and Randy Johnson in 97. That's crazy. Ohtani hasn't made a decision about being in the home run derby yet. Seven of the eight participants have been announced. The deadline is today. Mike Trout sat out the game with back spasms as expected. Ohtani equaled Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan in two ways on Wednesday. He's the first Angels pitcher since Ryan to post double-digit strikeouts in four straight games. Ohtani's two-run triple into the right field corner in the second inning, which gave the Angels a three-zip lead, made him the first Angels starter since Ryan in 72 to hit a triple. How ugly was that game, though? 32 strikeouts by both teams. The Angels struck out 17 times, and the Astros struck out 15 times. The other game that stood out to me last night was the Rockies beating the Padres 10-6. I hit that bet for you. Jose Iglesias drove in a career-high six runs with a home run and two singles, and the Rockies continued their domination of the Padres at Coors with a 10-6 win. Colorado has won 12 of its last 13 games against San Diego at Coors since the start of the 21 season. Iglesias had an RBI single in the Rockies' three-run fifth, a three-run homer in the sixth, and drove in two more with a single in the seventh. Iglesias became the third shortstop in team history to record six RBIs in a game, joining Tulowitzki and Story. The Padres scored five of their six runs with two outs. The Rockies are supposed to get Chris Bryant back today. He's been out on a paternity leave, of all things. Blake Snell will face Kyle Freeland in the series finale. That's a big win to beat Joe Musgrove the way he's been going this season for the Padres. So that was clutch and a great bet to hit as well. Tons of baseball. You got the open. You got it all.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.